turning our focus now to AI development communities, where the discussions are heavily centered around model customization and local deployment. In r/Mistral AI, there's a great blend of technical ingenuity and pure internet fun. One standout post featured a creator who transformed an old 1980s Minitel terminal into a chat interface for Mistral AI using a Raspberry Pi. It's highly impressive because the setup is entirely autonomous, allowing users to update it remotely and even define its personality. Another buzzworthy topic was the sudden rise of the so-called fat cat model. This has led to lively discussions regarding its quality and perceived superiority over other models like Mythos. Discussions also highlighted potential restrictions, though some commenters pointed out that if you use an old Minitel setup, those issues might simply disappear. Moving into r/prompt engineering, the focus here shifted towards making AI agents more sophisticated. Several users cautioned against thinking of AI agents merely as smarter chatbots. Instead, they must be designed around specific goals and able to reason through structured steps. A key takeaway was that agent prompts need defined stop conditions. This helps prevent them from getting stuck in infinite loops or hallucinating missing context. Technical deep dives were also happening on input safety, with users questioning whether an LLM truly understands semantic tags like untrusted user input. The general consensus suggests that while labeling helpfully, the model itself can still interpret anything passed within its context window. The technical discussions continued in r/QNAI. There was notable discussion about improving performance when running open-source models like QN36 locally on powerful hardware, such as an RTX 5090. A major point of confusion brought up involved caching issues, where users realized that simply sending requests with different prefixes prevented the model from reusing previous thinking steps, drastically slowing down the process. Separately, there was interest in developing self-hosted, private knowledge base apps, specifically designed for long document Q&A, offering a local notebook LM-style experience for privacy-conscious users. Finally, over in r/SEO, the major news came from Google's Search Central live event. The key topics covered were highly relevant to content creators and site owners, including chunking of content, how AI overviews will change what clicks look like, and clear guidance on dealing with paywalled content and subscriptions. On a more technical note, longtime SEO practitioners discussed content strategy, concluding that while deleting old or poor content is not penalized by search engines, care must be taken to ensure you are not accidentally removing valuable links or topical relevance from the site's history.